I'm an executive at a crane company in Dalton, Massachusetts, and my 80-year-old mother called me up and she told me that Bob had passed away, and I became silent and I started to cry and I hung up the phone because I knew that I wouldn't be sitting there in this wonderful job if it weren't for Bob Steele, because in 1968, when I left home to have to go to the University of Massachusetts, I almost didn't stay in college to become a chemist. I was terribly homesick. I cried myself to sleep at night. And the only thing that kept me there was in the morning I put on the radio, and all of a sudden that very familiar, very important voice in my life was there. And all of a sudden, UMass was home. In the very turbulent years of 68, 69, 70, and 71, his voice was in my dorm room, and it played, and every kid that came into my room heard Bob Steele, heard quality, heard purity, the finest man that ever lived. And as I got me through that first or 6 or 7 weeks of school, I stayed there, and I graduated a chemist, and today, thanks to Bob Steele, I'm where I am, and that's the truth. And the other thing that he used to really get me upset, though, would every April Fool's Day, he would announce his retirement, and I would fear that he was going off the air.
Yeah, or he was going to replace Walter Cronkite or something like that.
Oh,
he'd
do things to you, and you just believe it.
And every year we'd all fall for it all over again.
But he made home wherever his voice was, and this 16, 17-year-old kid, he made it home at UMass, and he got me through it. Some pretty rough times.
That's a wonderful story, Don. You wonder, with the scope of this radio station, 50,000 watts, a very powerful signal, maximum power, actually, allowed, how many other lives have been influenced, and you never realize when you're here. But you see, Bob Steele realized the impact that he could have. And that's why he was so protective of his audience and the tradition, and he wanted people to know the regularity of the program. Everything's okay. The sun will come up, and Bob Steele will be there on the radio in the morning.
I felt the same way in 1967-68. I went to Leland Powers in Boston, and I was homesick, too, and many times I used the radio to kind of ease the pain of being away, and I felt exactly what Don was just saying. It's so very true.